Today, the Productivity Commission has released a draft report outlining details of a review into the National Water Initiative, which guides federal, state, and territory water management and policies for cities, towns, agriculture, and the environment. The review, which started in May 2020 and included release of an issues paper and a range of consultations, is the first since the initiative was adopted in 2004. Dr. Jane Doolan is the commissioner who led the review. I asked her whether 17 years is a long time to wait.
The National Water Initiative really has served Australia very well. We've set up a range of frameworks under that, provided water to the environment, set up water entitlements, water markets, cost-reflective pricing. It's done a lot of good work, but it is 17 years old. And when we look at the future challenges, it will not be sufficient to actually provide good direction to get us through some of those challenges in the future.
What are the most significant challenges that need to be met through a rejigging of the plan?
Population growth. So notwithstanding COVID, we're still on track for projecting an additional 11 million people in capital cities by 2050. And those people, livability is becoming far more of an issue. They will need green open space. And that is an additional water demand. For much of the country, climate change projections suggest more frequent and more severe droughts and a drying climate. So take those together, we've got more people, more demands, and potentially less water for much of the country. And that's the suite of challenges that a new NWI needs to provide good, clear direction to communities and to industries, cities and towns, as to how we'll navigate that future.
What recommendations will achieve the most powerful changes?
Many of the fundamental policy directions in the old National Water Initiative are still sound. They need to be maintained and recommitted to. But there were some really serious gaps when you look at meeting those future challenges. Firstly, we do need to think about how to best meet our water needs in a changing climate. Part of the message is how to deal well with drought, and then how to make sure you get the balance between environment and consumptive use right at the right time. And the story is different for cities and towns, for the environment and for irrigators. The next thing really is there were some serious gaps in the National Water Initiative. And one of those was urban water management. It was very lightly touched on in 2004, and that needs to be quite a big focus. And a further gap is really recognising the importance of water in the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Since 2004, there's been a real evolution in the aspirations of our Aboriginal communities and our traditional owners in terms of how they want to see water recognised in their life and what their access to water should be.
When you've had an initiative sitting around for 17 years, what is the process of unpicking that and getting the capacity then to change those decision-making frameworks to really make and deliver those changes?
The National Water Initiative is an agreement between all Australian governments. So water is managed by states under the Constitution, but they've come together twice, once in 1994 and once in 2004. To agree on a national framework that provides directions to them. So it's time now again for them to come together and work together to develop a new national water initiative that will provide guidance in the light of future challenges. So it will take all of those governments to come back to the table and to look at this in a fresh light, given the challenges that we have.
Is the process normally that these reviews are delivered and then the governments meet to discuss and work out how to implement and change in light of those recommendations?
We're actually at a better starting point than that. The Commonwealth Government has agreed to renew the NWI. They agreed to do that in 2019 and that process has started. So what we hope is our advice, based on all the consultation that we've done, will ultimately feed into that process and will be of direct relevance and hopefully use in that process as governments start to renew the new NWI.
Dr. Jane Doolan, Commissioner with the Productivity Commission. You can find the details of that draft report on their website.